Daily Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network.
The reading is from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 11, verses 31 through 34, and chapter 12, verses 1 through 6. Brethren, if we judged ourselves truly, we should not be judged. But when we are judged by the Lord, we are chastened, so that we may not be condemned along with the world. So then, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait for another. If anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, lest you come together to be condemned. About the other things I will give directions when I come. Now concerning the spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were heathen, you were led astray to dumb idols, however you may have been moved. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking by the Spirit of God ever says, Jesus be cursed, and no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of service, but the same Lord, and there are varieties of working, but it is the same God who inspires them all in every one. Today's Gospel is according to St. Matthew, chapter 18, verses 1 through 11. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And calling to him a child, he put him in the midst of them and said, Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me, but whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a great millstone fastened round his neck and to be drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe to the world for temptations to sin, for it is necessary that temptations come, but woe to the man by whom the temptation comes. And if your hand or your foot causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life maimed or lame than with two hands or two feet to be thrown into the eternal fire. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into the Gehenna fire. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that in heaven their angels always behold the face of my Father who is in heaven. For the Son of Man came to save the lost. On this day, the 23rd of July, we commemorate Ezekiel the prophet. The prophet Ezekiel, God is strong, was the son of Buzi and a priest by rank. He was taken captive and brought to Babylon during the reign of Jeconias. In the fifth year of this captivity, about 594 or 593 BC, he began to prophesy. Having prophesied for about 28 years, he was murdered, it is said, by the tribe of Gad, because he reproached them for their idolatry. His book of prophecy, divided into 48 chapters, is ranked third among the greater prophets. It is richly filled with mystical imagery and marvelous prophetic visions and allegories, of which the dread chariot of cherubim described in the first chapter is the most famous. In the gate that was shut, through which the Lord alone entered, he darkly foretold of the words incarnation from the Virgin. Through the dry bones that came to life again, he prophesied both of the restoration of captive Israel and the general resurrection of our race. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's online chapel initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to Readings and Remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.